In Iraq, authorities are preparing for a possible war, even as they continue to work with UN weapons inspectors. A UN spokesman in Baghdad said today that Iraq still needs to answer a number of outstanding questions about its disarmament, including questions about VX nerve gas and anthrax. NPR's Anne Garrels has this report from Baghdad.
When one lives in a city whose very skyline may look profoundly different in a matter of days, the question, what do you do exactly when bombs begin to fall, takes on a very real meaning. Today, government workers were seen taking computers out of key ministry buildings, which are more than likely U.S. targets. Most Iraqis intend to hunker down as best they can if the final strand of diplomacy ends up pulling the trigger on war. There are only 34 shelters in this sprawling city of 6 million, and most are in elite neighborhoods. Near one new shelter, an Iraqi noted bitterly it was only for members of the ruling Baathist party. He said there was nothing in his poorer part of the city. Many Iraqis say they have no choice but to seek solace in prayer. The Iraqi authorities claim the military and individual Iraqis will fight to the last, but the real question is how Iraqis will respond to a possible onslaught. Would they indeed fight the Americans? Would they drop their weapons and flee as they did in 91? Would there instead be tribal and ethnic battles and vicious cycles of revenge? Iraqis themselves don't know the answers. Some are desperate the U.S. come in now. Even one man whose house was destroyed in the U.S. bombing of 91 said, "Come now," he said urgently, "end this tyranny." Some Iraqis are simply terrified. Still others say they oppose a war and will fight. At a liquor store, Iraqi salesmen handed out business cards saying, "Tell the American soldiers you know to come here. We'll do good business." Though dictatorial Iraq strictly limits access to foreign media, it's a poorly kept secret a small number of Iraqis access satellite TV through the black market. They will witness a possible onslaught via split screen, one eye on CNN, the BBC, or Al Jazeera, the other on the real thing. If, that is, they have a generator and the signals are not interrupted by sophisticated American weapons. One Iraqi discreetly demonstrated his illegal satellite system. The receiver is hidden on his roof. "We watch the news every night for every little update," he said, adding, "I don't know whether to laugh or cry, but at least," he said, "we know what's going on." Some Iraqis are fleeing, but many who would like to leave are afraid to apply even for a passport. As one said, "My friend in the passport agency said, don't apply now because the authorities are watching everyone who tries to leave, and they'll consider you a traitor and exact punishment." As of yesterday, police have been ordered to stay at their headquarters 24 hours a day. They go home only to get a change of clothing. Diplomats are similarly on alert. Most embassies are closed. Those still operating have drawn down their staff to a minimum of two. Reflecting his nation's reputation for exact precision, a Swiss diplomat estimates it will take him 7.5 hours to pack up, shut up, and move out. This Swiss diplomat warns of a humanitarian disaster in the wake of war. He sees no evidence the U.S. or humanitarian agencies have stockpiled sufficient food outside the country to make up for the inevitable disruption of supplies. UNICEF today announced it had brought in special food for Iraq's 400,000 malnourished children to boost their chances of survival in the event of war. With the shadow of a possible war, Iraq continues to work with the UN inspectors, but even at this moment of crisis, the results are mixed. Inspectors watched as Iraq destroyed three more banned Al-Samud missiles, but inspectors are still waiting for Iraq's documentation on the disposal of anthrax and VX poison. Iraq promised 10 days ago to produce a letter within a week, shedding light on VX and anthrax agents it claims to have destroyed in 91. That letter has not yet been delivered. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.